People say, as I said earlier, the expectations were too high. You should have lowered them. But to be frank, I would not have wanted it any other way. I was and remain as a person and as a prime minister an optimist. Politics may be the art of the possible, but at least in life, give the impossible a go. So, of course, the visions are painted in the colours of the rainbow, and the reality is sketched in the duller tones of black and white and grey. But I ask you to accept one thing. Hand on heart, I did what I thought was right. I may have been wrong. That's your call. But believe one thing, if nothing else, I did what I thought was right for our country. And I came into office with high hopes for Britain's future, and you know, I leave it with even higher hopes for Britain's future. This is a country that can today be excited by the opportunities, not constantly fretful of the dangers. And people say to me, it's a tough job. Not really. A tough life is the life led by the young severely disabled children and their parents who visited me in Parliament the other week. Tough is the life my dad had, his whole career cut short at the age of 40 by a stroke. Actually, I've been very lucky and very blessed. And this country is a blessed nation. The British are special. The world knows it. In our innermost thoughts, we know it. This is the greatest nation on earth. So it has been an honour to serve it. I give my thanks to you, the British people, for the times that I've succeeded, and my apologies to you for the times I've fallen short. But good luck. You've done a good job.